Many of the largest U.S. companies offer what's known as consumer-driven health insurance. Consumers benefit by having lower monthly payments, but in return, they have higher deductibles. In New Hampshire, a former state health commissioner founded a company that offered such plans, but as New Hampshire Public Radio's Diane Finch reports, he ran into some big obstacles.
At the Red Arrow Diner in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire, you can get any comfort food imaginable, from banana pancakes to homemade Twinkies. Owner Carol Sheehan watches waitresses hustle to keep up with the crowds. But despite the steady flow of revenue, she says skyrocketing health care costs forced her to think about dropping the employee plan. But she was torn.
My employees are my biggest assets. I felt and still feel that it's important to, you know, be able to give them, you know, certain benefits.
So Sheehan's broker suggested that she try a consumer-driven plan to save money.
You know, she says, oh my gosh, there's this new insurance plan coming out called Patriot Healthcare. It was different because, it was a high deductible and then the health savings account to go with it. And if you, you know, put money into that, your deductible will be right there if you need to use it and, you know, so on and so forth.
Sheehan even put up some of the money to meet the deductible, but not all employees like the plan. The manager says he spends $3,000 a year on medications, and he and his wife still have to spend another $2,000 to meet their deductible. Most of the other employees like the plan, and Sheehan's reduced her health care costs. But trouble was brewing elsewhere. Patriot Healthcare, the insurer, was running in the red. Last year, the firm's cash reserves fell below legal limits, so the insurance commission assumed control and asked a larger insurer to take on Patriot's 7,000 customers, including the diner. Patriot's owner, Nick Valis, said there were many reasons behind his company's failure. First and foremost, he says that he should have raised more capital.
But at the same time, I'm not sure I could have raised the money given the rate of medical loss that was occurring at the time. So it was in a tough situation, even though it was growing, and we had a plan to be profitable in a short period of time.
And Valis isn't alone. Melinda Bukes Bunton, who co-directs RAND Corporation's Bing Center for Health Economics, says that many insurers offering consumer-driven plans have underestimated medical costs.
Some people getting into this area felt that these types of plans would be mostly attractive to healthier and younger people. There's some evidence that that's the case. It's not overwhelmingly so. And so their costs might have been higher than they expected.
Valis was surprised by how many clients turned in claims for cancer treatments and other serious illnesses. And he says there are other problems. For one, he says that consumer plans rely on a free market where prices presumably drop when competition heats up. But for that to work, he says that consumers need access to price and quality information, just like they do when they buy cars or airline tickets.
Can you imagine if all of a sudden that there was an incentive in the healthcare system to be a lower cost provider? And there was greater transparency, not only on the cost, but also on quality. Like if you knew that the institution that you chose to have your care at had a great track record in regards to managing its infections, these are the things that need to be disclosed to people.
And a RAND study showed that large employers complained that their employees can't find prices and other information they need to make wise choices. Given that, it's not surprising that so far, only 5% of employees nationwide choose these plans when they have other options. For NPR News, I'm Diane Finch in Concord, New Hampshire.